Basic Economics by Clarence B. Carson. Section 1. The Framework of Economics. Chapter 1. Introduction. Why do we have to have money? A young girl asked. It was clear both from her manner in asking the question and her surrounding remarks that she was not interested in learning about the function of money. That is, she was not interested either in an account of the origin of money nor the great convenience of having a medium of exchange. She was concerned that things she wanted have a charge on them, that they cost money, and that she did not have enough. To put it another way, she was asking why she could not have whatever she wanted without any cost attached to it. No doubt hers was an age-old question. Pushed to answer the question briefly, most of us would probably say, "Well, that's just the way it is." In terms of the origin of her problem, the Bible makes this answer in the book of Genesis. After God had created Adam and Eve, he placed them in the Garden of Eden. It was a garden in which all their material needs could be met by the numerous trees that grew there and the bountiful fruit they produced. But there was one tree in the garden whose fruit they were warned not to eat, lest they die. Eve disobeyed, ate the fruit, and gave some of it also to Adam to eat. God pronounced a judgment upon them, declaring that having eaten of the forbidden fruit, which made them aware of good and evil, they must be cast out of Eden. "In the sweat of thy face," he said, "shalt thou eat bread." In short, thereafter men would have to wrest their food from the earth by their labors. If we follow that idea through to its many implications, it would lead us toward the answer to why we cannot have what we want without giving up something else we may also want, that is, paying for it. Economics does not, of course, attempt to answer the question of why things are the way they are. It does, however, give help in answering a whole range of other questions. It deals with an essential and pressing aspect of life. It's